Today we're talking about a new type of virus that a lot of people haven't heard of. And if you have any documents or pictures or other stuff on your computer that you don't want to lose, this is something you need to listen to because there is a way to avoid that headache.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I'm glad that you and I can have this little chat today, and I do think that you're going to find it beneficial. This is the Computer Tutor Podcast, and my name is Scott Johnson. I have a computer repair business here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and I actually work with clients all over the U.S. I do computer repairs, virus removal, website creation, personal instruction, just about any kind of help you need with your computer I can handle. So if your computer's working fine now, keep my number handy for when you might need some help. You can call me at 727-254-9078, or you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And everything I talk about on today's show can be found at my website at computertutorflorida.com/059. So let's get started. At the beginning of today's show, I mentioned that we're going to talk about a new type of virus today. Not just a new virus, but a new type of virus. It's called ransomware. Now, actually, ransomware has been around for a little while already. It's called that because it locks up your computer and tells you you have to pay money in order to unlock it. Probably the most well-known ransomware virus is the one called the FBI virus. It's also known as the FBI Money Pack virus. That's one I see on a fairly regular basis. And if you're not familiar with it, it's actually pretty clever. When it's on your computer, you're going to suddenly see this full-screen warning. The warning has the official FBI logo, and it states that your computer has been involved in some illegal activity. And then they list copyright violations, child porn, pirated music, pirated software, illegal downloads, all kinds of other stuff. In some cases, the screen also has a picture of the computer's owner to make it look even more official. Of course, that picture was just snapped using the computer's webcam. And the warning screen says that in order to regain control of your computer, you have to pay a penalty, which is a fine of $300, or risk going to prison. The wording is designed to really inspire a lot of fear into people, and the reaction they want is, oh no, this is bad, I better pay this fine immediately. Then you're instructed to go to Walmart and get a $300 money pack money order and send it to the scammers electronically. Then you're supposed to go back to your computer and enter in the serial number of the money order, and your computer is supposed to be magically unlocked. But there's a problem. Entering the serial number doesn't fix anything. Your computer remains locked up, you've already sent the money, which you can't get back, and you still need to pay a computer tech to remove the virus from the computer. And when the virus is removed, your files and folders are all there and they're accessible again. Unfortunately, a lot of people have fallen for this scam. At one point, I read somewhere that it was raking in about $30,000 per day. Now that more people are aware of it, it's probably not bringing in as much as it used to, but it is still definitely in wide circulation, and some people are still paying that $300 to the scammers. The FBI virus is one that's well known, but that's not the one I'm talking about today. The new one I'm going to tell you about today, and I'm also going to tell you how to protect yourself against it, it's called CryptoLocker. That's spelled CryptoLocker. CryptoLocker is different from the FBI virus in a few ways. Here's how it works. When it first gets on your computer, you won't see anything different happening. That's because it's working in the background. It works silently at first. The first thing it does is it searches your computer and locates all your personal files. That includes documents, pictures, emails, you know, the stuff that most people would be most upset to lose. Then the virus encrypts those files. That means you cannot access them. The only way you can access these files is if you have the decryption key, which is essentially just a long password. Then it creates the unique decryption key. And by unique, I mean it will only work to decrypt your files on your computer. After all that's done, you're going to get a window that pops up on your screen. This is the first time you'll see anything out of the ordinary. So by the time you see that, it's too late because your files are already locked up. The window that opens up announces that your files are encrypted, and it gives you instructions on how to get them back. It doesn't pretend to be the FBI or anything like that. It's just very straightforward and tells you that your files are locked, and in order to get them back, you have to pay $300. That's why it's called ransomware. You can see what this window looks like if you go on my website. It's at computertutorflorida.com/059. There are a couple of things about this virus that make it different and interesting. First of all, it gives you a time limit to make payment. When that window first opens, there's a countdown timer that starts at 72 hours and counts down continuously. That timer tells you to the second when the private decryption key will be destroyed. And when that happens, there will never be any access to your files. And that's something you need to understand. This is not like a hard drive crash where you can take your computer someplace and pay a lot of money for a specialist to recover the data. When your files are encrypted, they are locked up tight and no one will be able to access them. And that countdown timer is not bluffing. The decryption key really does get destroyed when the timer runs out. The other unusual thing is this. There have been some people, including some businesses, that have been just desperate to get their files back, so they went ahead and paid the $300. And when they paid, their files actually did get released. So as distasteful as it is to have to pay $300 to get your own files back, that is one option that apparently is working so far. And if you think about it, it's actually smart for the scammers to do that, because now that word has gotten around that they really do give your files back if you pay, more people are paying. Some of you might be thinking there could be a way to work around this without having to pay. Like, what if you did a system restore back to an earlier date before the virus got in? That doesn't work. The virus is not there after the system restore, but your files are still encrypted. Actually, removing the virus is not that difficult. It's just another virus to remove. But after the virus is gone, your files are still locked up, and you don't have any way to let the scammers know that you've paid. So you're really stuck. Your 72 hours are just going to run out, and you have no options to pay even if you wanted to. To avoid having to pay the $300 ransom to get your files back, you need to prepare ahead of time. And the key to this solution is what's called cold storage backup. And I'll explain what that means. You probably know I've been recommending an automated online backup service for quite some time. I set this up for my clients, and the company I use charges about $60 for the whole year. This means your important stuff is backed up every day, off-site, so your whole computer could be destroyed and you just have to download all your stuff to a different computer. You still need that, but now you also need a local file-by-file backup to an external drive, and that drive does not stay connected to the computer. Since it's not connected to the computer most of the time, that's why it's called cold storage. This means you need to get a portable hard drive. I just picked up a Toshiba drive that holds 1 terabyte of data for $62 at Walmart. You might be able to find one cheaper on Amazon or eBay, and for most people, 1 terabyte should be way more than enough space. Then you need to just do a regular backup to that external drive. You can do it daily, weekly, whatever you want, but there are two important factors with this backup. Number one, don't leave the backup drive connected to the computer. You connect it to the USB port to do the backup, and then you disconnect it when the backup is done. And why is that? Well, because if you get this virus on your computer and your external drive is connected at the time, it's going to encrypt that whole drive as well. Important point number two is don't use the backup software that comes with the external drive. Those programs are notoriously unreliable, and I don't find them easy to use at all. And you really can't be sure your files are getting backed up properly. That's been my experience anyway. You need to use a different backup program. Right now, I'm in the process of reviewing several backup programs, and I'm planning on having one that I can recommend for next Monday's podcast. That's a week from today. So that's the story on the CryptoLocker virus. As you can see, it's not something to mess around with. Its creators really are not stupid. They're evil criminals, yes, but not stupid. They've thought and they planned this out very well, and they're also making a lot of money from it. Let's make sure they don't get your files and your money, though. If you have any comments or questions about this virus or really any other computer issue, please contact me. You can call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 and leave me a message, or you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And come back next week for more information on exactly how you can back up your files easily to an external drive so that they're safe from being locked up by CryptoLocker. So have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday morning. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.